the Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years.
The Cat Attack Podcast is back for 2022, and we're going to do it AFLW style for the next 10 or so weeks, hopefully a little bit longer than 10 weeks, because that would mean that the Cats are playing finals, and we're lucky enough, she's a great favourite of ours at K-Rock Footy. She was part of the furniture for a couple of years down the boundary, and now she's not playing, but she's been lured back to do the podcast with us. Hello, Renee Gehring.
Hello, Kingy. It is great to be here, and I certainly hope we're doing it for more than the 10 weeks in the finals.
Yeah. Now, normally we'd do this in the K-Rock studios, but with everything going on at the moment, probably safe that we're doing this via Zoom, although people won't see us, which for me is probably a good thing, that they'll only hear our voices.
Oh, I'm more than happy to do this without the video, that's for sure. I still haven't navigated the not looking bald in the Zoom calls and the lighting and all the rest that some people get to certainly master.
I'm guessing what people would want to see, though, is just to see if you're showing it, because for those who don't know, you're, about 22 weeks pregnant?
I am 22 weeks. I'm showing a little bit the last couple of weeks. I've really popped out. A few girls stopped last night and said to me at training that they noticed the bump. So, it's going well so far. We've had a pretty good run. I'm very thankful that I haven't been too sick and still out there running with the girls. I'm at the back of the pack now, which is not something that I enjoy, but I'm adjusting to it for now.
I think you announced it publicly in November. Is that about right?
Yeah, the 13-week mark, we had our scan and told the girls on the Monday night and then, yeah, gone from there and stopped the footy on that week because it was just a little bit hard. I had a back issue, and that's why I was in the yellow bib. I had told the girls that I was no contact in those early days just to be safe. And then, got to that 13-week mark and wanted to do the right thing. It's a bit hard when some of the girls don't see the bib and wanted to make sure I was looking after this little guy. So,
was there anybody suspicious? Did anybody, when you told them, go, "I knew" or "I had a feeling"?
Not in footy, really. No, the girls hadn't, not too many people. Actually, one of our coaches, Josh Finch, is good friends with my husband, and he was the only one that actually said anything. And then none of the girls had said anything. So they actually thought, I had a sore back a few years ago, which pulled me out of the VFL. So they all believed that that was the truth. And I don't like not telling the truth. So they all trusted what I was saying was legit. So
due in May.
Due in May, yeah. So May 14th. So we're looking forward to that, and hopefully stay in training as long as I can with the girls and amongst it.
Will you sneak a VFLW game in at the end of the year?
Oh, look, they're starting, I think, round six of our season. So I haven't heard how long their season is this year, but I think it might be a push to get back, but yeah, we'll see. But I'll certainly try.
But even at age, what, you'll be 34 by the start of next AFLW season?
That's correct. Yeah, 34. So
does that, I suppose that factors into your thinking, but I'm guessing you're pretty keen that, you know, you came to this so late, you want to get as much out of it as you possibly can.
Yeah, certainly very determined. That's the plan. Try to stay as fit as I can during this pregnancy and hopefully all going well. And obviously, club willing, the team's pretty competitive, which is a really great thing. So I'll have to be fighting for my spot or whatnot as that time of the year comes around, but I'll certainly try to put myself in the best position to get out there again.
I watched training last week, and you and I had a very brief bit of banter before you took off running again. What sort of kilometres are you still tracking a week, even though you're 22 weeks pregnant?
I'm trying to get about 5Ks. We've got four sessions a week, so around that 20Ks a week. But with our new strength conditioning, we're doing lots of more sprints type work with breaks. So it's broken up, not just a consistent 5Ks, but I try and get about 5Ks in total by the end of the night.
Has the little one started sort of moving around and say, "Hang on, what's going on here?"
I'm only just starting to feel a little bit now, but not during the runs. During the runs, it's all right. Have to duck to the bathroom, as I'm sure all pregnant women out there can relate to, midway through the warm-up, but then I'm all right.
All right. Let's talk about footy. But firstly, was it the North Melbourne game last week, or was it the practice match where it sunk in that you wouldn't be part of this season, I suppose, and the reality's really there that you're not playing?
Or probably more so this week. It's different round one when there's people missing out and you've got the lead up into the round. So, yeah, this week, well and truly, the practice match, we had the whole group there and I was trialling my new role on the boundary, which I'm really enjoying. But, yeah, this week when it was proper full preparation and obviously having the crowds there and all those sorts of things. But it's certainly, I'm still really enjoying being part of the group and certainly included in everything that we're doing.
Talk to us about your new role. What does it actually involve? There was a couple of photos out of our great mate Marcel Behrens' collection last week of you looking very intent and intense in the huddle. And then even when they panned in, they had the change room camera as well at half time, and there's Renee Gehry very busy in the background.
Yeah, no, well, anyone that knows me, I like to do things well, so I've taken my role really seriously. No, with Mon Kelly stepping out in her role this year, I've taken over the bench rotation. So there's certainly a lot more to it than what I'd realised. It certainly takes a bit of preparation and you try and understand what you're going to do, and then the game comes and injuries happen and things happen during the game where it's hard to rotate. So, plenty to learn. I was probably my serious face was when I was, this is what we're aiming for, and then knowing that, you just got to go with it and be flexible and think quickly at times. But, it's been really good, actually.
All right, round one performance, it was a loss, but it was only 8 points, and considering I think the two margins against North Melbourne over the last 2 years have been by a combined 108 points, there's a moral victory in all that, but Dan Lowther did say after the game that it's nice to be competitive, but it's probably a game that actually in the end you could have won.
Yeah, well, truly, and we're saying should have won, really. Like, we had the opportunities there and really pleased with the girls. We've done a lot of work and there's been Dan's done a lot of things and bringing into our thinking and how we're going out there and what the footy that we want to present consistently during the game. And I felt the girls well and truly did that. But, again, when you're within a couple of kicks and you have the ball inside 50 as many times as we did, we certainly would have liked to finish it off and take the win because we could have.
Was that just that feeling in the third quarter when you had that little bit of dominance? You probably just needed one or two more goals out of having the ball inside forward 50. And you don't want to point to moments and, point people out, but Mads Maguire had that shot at goal from about 30, 35 out that she pushed out on the full. And you just look at that as a moment where, you could have gone, more than two goals up.
Yeah, and look, and those moments come up, and there was others where we could have got a cleaner entry and other moments where, you could have taken advantage at various times. So, I suppose a set shot is one of those, but there's certainly others that, we reflect on and we're like, we need to capitalise on those. AFL games, AFLW games are shorter. It's quick, fast-paced. And when you get those opportunities, you've got to try and make the most of them to get the wins on the board.
If something was going to be motivated to keep you fit, that would be the chance to play with Georgie Prasparkas in 2023, rising star nomination already and already adept at AFLW level, only 60-odd minutes into her career.
Oh, well and truly. She, since the moment she's walked in the door, she's got a sense of confidence about her and who she is, and she's a real easy to get along with individual who's just really embraced being part of the Geelong team and our club. And, we know that she's a talented player, and we just asked her to play her role, and she did that tenfold. And she'll continue to do what she can in playing her role, not to get the most touches or anything like that, but because she just loves footy and she just wants to be out there every minute of the game. So that's what we love about her.
And she's embraced the Geelong community. I was at Adventure Park with the wife and kids about to get on the tornado. They have the, as you would know, the weight plate where they have to weigh you as a group. I made sure the rest of the family got on first. So my weight that's a little bit high to be on there didn't get exposed. And who's there seeing me through? I look and I go, gee, that girl looks really familiar. And I could see the name badge, Georgie. Oh, God, that's Georgie Prasparkas. So just she's got no idea who I am. And I just very quickly went, good luck next week. It was before New Year. And she goes, oh, thanks. As if to say, somebody's sort of recognised me.
Yeah, so, recognise it. And she had, and that's a lot of the young girls have part-time jobs. And I think Georgie's picked up a couple of different jobs down here and really embracing she's enjoying living down on the coast down there, and a few of the other girls live around are going surfing and obviously doing their part-time jobs and those sorts of things. So, Yeah, it's great.
I think it was 8 newcomers in the end, obviously Chantelle Emmonson and Chloe Shear. Chloe looked for all intents and purposes to have been concussed, but she came back on the ground. So obviously the docs have said, no, it wasn't a concussion. You've just been stunned or something like that. Probably ran into the last player you want to run into, and that's Claudia Gunjaka.
Yeah, well, they both ended up with black eyes out of that, the same eye, I think. So they must have faced a certain direction, but all good there. Chloe's just got the bump and the nice shiner out of it, passed all the concussion testing, so we were glad to see her back out there. She was just took a few great grabs before she bumped it, so we'll look forward to much more of what she's going to bring in the coming games.
Yep. Liv Fuller's a basketball convert, and the talk in basketball circles was she was a competitive beast. She showed that at VFLW level, and hence why the Cats took the opportunity with one of the pre-draft selections to take her, and already she has taken it to one of the, you know, the best ruck combos in the competition.
Oh, well and truly. Like, to be a starting ruck in your first game of AFLW, and she well and truly held her own. She took a few great marks. She creates some great hit-outs throughout the game. And she's a player that, when you watch her, she's actually good at ground level. I don't know how she is at her height, but she well and truly gets up there and follows up tackle pressure as well. So we love to see that.
Yep. While you're sitting there watching and the ball's coming towards the wing, do all your competitive instincts kick in that you actually then have to suppress not to get involved?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's definitely harder watching than it is playing. Like, I think when you're on the bench as a rotation, you know that you can get out there and make an impact. But I was the same watching netball when I was a netballer. It's so much easier playing than it is coaching or being on the sideline, because those nerves, you can't actually let the adrenaline out other than yelling. But, yeah, no, I certainly would have liked to run out. And even at training sometimes, I'm like, oh, no, hold myself back and, just embrace that and put it through the girls and encourage them when they get back out there.
Yep. So round one's obviously in the notebook now and can't be changed. But there was a style of play we saw that we probably hadn't seen from Geelong the last couple of years, where it was a little bit more adventurous and a little bit more territorial. And I suspect somebody like a Georgia Prasparkas, who is a monster kick in the women's game, is a little bit to do with that. Like, she was hitting 45, 50 metre kicks inside 50, and playing that territory game is going to open up hopefully more opportunities inside 50.
Oh, definitely. And our forwards are set up well, and we want those balls coming in there, because, as we know, if you can get the ball moving, it creates those scoring opportunities. And I think that, Georgie obviously brings that in her being new to the side. But like all of our girls, looking at the distance in which everyone's over the pre-season from start to finish, and some girls into their second, third, fourth years of footy, that's progressing through their strength and conditioning. People are kicking further and going fast, and we know we're set up and ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Hopefully we get to see it on Saturday night. But as you and I speak, this is Wednesday afternoon, about 4:15. There is some doubt about Saturday night's game. You've heard nothing official through the club or the AFL, but media reports, there's been various Herald Sun, AFL website that the Dogs have been smashed. We know Ali Blackburn is the latest to fall under the health and safety protocol, and some talk they might struggle to get the 16 listed players plus 5 top-ups together to actually play Saturday night, which would be really disappointing, because the club probably really, as in the Cats, want to build on the momentum of last week.
Oh, definitely. Like, you do your pre-season, you want to get into the season and play every game, and we're well and truly prepared, and we want to play every team at their best. We know this year is going to be one where it's a bit chopping and changing, and every side will have the impacts of at COVID at various times with isolations and so forth. So, we want to play the Bulldogs, and we'll be preparing as if we are until we're not.
Yep. Obviously, you're a little bit bound still, so I won't be going into questions like, are there players at Geelong at the moment? I wouldn't put you on the spot like that. We know that one did miss last week as a result. We won't name the player, but there was a player that was impacted in that regard from the Cats. This week, though, you know, no Blackburn, no Huntington, a Dogs team not at full strength, and you want to play the best with the best, but probably there was an opportunity there that, you know, a weakened Dogs lineup, as North Melbourne were slightly, with, you know, Emma Carney missing last week, is an opportunity, hopefully, that you do get. And I suppose the other thing is too, that people want to get out and watch live sport. We've been denied it for so long. You know, nobody's watched a game of footy at GMHBA, well, Australian Rules at GMHBA since, you know, the Cats back in August. So people are, you know, wanting to get out there, especially with the weather expected to be pretty good Saturday night too.
Oh, definitely. Like, first home game, we're really excited, and our focus is preparing, no matter who was our opposition this weekend, but preparing for the Bulldogs and preparing for them at full strength. And, we're really excited. Hopefully we'll get a good crowd there on Saturday night. And, nice summer weather. That's what we want to see. And, we're hoping to be out there. So,
and an old friend of ours in R. Cranston running around in red, white and blue too.
That is exactly right. I've caught up with Rocky a few times over the summer, and look, she's really enjoying the new roles and the various training at down the Bulldogs. So I think in footy we get to know our teammates, and we always want the best for them. And everyone wished Rocky off all the best when she did leave and got her contract at the Bulldogs. And certainly once you enter that the footy oval, it's the friendships aside and we want to play footy, but we know what she can bring when she's at her best. So we'll certainly be preparing for that, for sure.
You reckon there might be just a little bit of fire in Rochelle Cranston going into Saturday night?
Oh, look, I think there's always a bit of fire in Rochelle Cranston, as there is the most girls that get out on a footy field and guys. So I think she'll be wanting to play her best footy. And I suppose that's what everyone wants to do. But when you're playing your old side, there's a level of a bit of an extra step up, isn't there?
Going into season 2021, what record did you hold at the club? 22, what record did you hold at the club?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
You were the equal games record holder.
Oh, yes, actually. No, I do know that one. There's a few of us that had, like, well, thankfully, and been able to play every game. So it was the first game on the weekend that I hadn't got to play. And old Danielle Higgins and I, actually, in the rooms, we both said, it's a bit weird, this first game not being running out with the girls. So, we had a moment to chat about that.
So that means this week that Julia Crockett Grills and Mads Kerrick actually become the first players to 25 games.
That is very exciting. And as I said, we always want the best for our teammates, and certainly a great recognition of the hard work and people staying fit, like, in such short seasons. We want to play every game and avoid injuries and all the different things that can come across to prevent that. So that's really exciting news for both Croc and for Kerrick.
Especially Mads, both are great stories, but Mads obviously discarded by Carlton and, you know, making the most of her opportunity and being part of the leadership group and, you know, turning herself into an integral part of the defensive unit, and then obviously then upskilling to play a bit of midfield time as well, has been a real find for the Cats, probably one that's snuck under the radar a bit. If you, you know, fans will know who she is, but I think that the hardcore AFLW fan will really appreciate what she's done.
Oh, well and truly. She actually came in our VFL season, I think, 4 or 5 games in. She hadn't found out from Carlton that she was delisted until that point in the VFL season, and it was the week that I stopped playing when I was injured. So I came out of midfield, she came in, and since the moment she came into the footy club, she's brought that leadership on field. She's got, if you listen to the back line, Meg McDonald is loud, but Maddie Kerrick is well and truly directing that back line, and she stood up on the weekend, and she takes those intercept marks, but it's a lot of the work she's doing off the ball. You certainly don't like playing practice matches and things like that against Kerrick, because you'll cop one. When I was non-contact, I was staying well and truly away from Maddie Kerrick, that's for sure. But we love that about her, and she's hard to play against. And, she does bring that leadership, which in the seasons that she's been playing has had a huge impact.
Yeah, and Croc with a goal of the week contender last week too.
It was. I placed my vote, so hopefully she cocked us up. I don't know when they announced the winner of that, but it was a great goal, and was the spark we needed. And Croc's like that. She just is a player that it brings that spark, brings that. She's consistently laying tackles and presenting really well, and a bit of time in the forward line and a bit of time in the midfield on the weekend. And she certainly didn't stop all day.
Good luck to both girls. Hopefully they get to play game 25 as we speak, as we've touched on. Some doubt about the game, but nothing official at this stage. Talk to us about COVID life, and I suppose maybe you're not so much as impacted because you're not playing, but we spoke with Meg McDonald last week, and she didn't use the word bubble, but had become, you know, probably like most of society, just a bit selective in, you know, who she mixed with, where she went. Is that something the club are sort of directing in a way that, look, you know, yeah, you're part-time, you're not on massive dollars, and a lot of the girls are on, you know, not a great deal of money, but commit so much of their life to it that you've, I suppose, got to keep some sort of normality, but try and also make sure you stay out of trouble. You know, is the club playing a role in guiding you through that?
Well, the AFL is as an overarching party have provided guidelines for the players and the staff, so which I fall under as well. And through that, there's some specifics around things that we should be strongly recommended. And there's certain situations where we have to actually notify the club, weddings and those sorts of things, if we're hoping to attend. But we all want to play, obviously not me this season, but the girls want to be out there. You prepare pre-season. It's a 10-week season plus finals, and you want to play every game. So I think that the feel amongst the group, and I think this is in every club, is whatever you can do to keep yourself safe and to ensure you can play, like we do with our nutrition and recovery and those sorts of things. If you can try and keep yourself healthy, you're going to try and do that. And I think whilst COVID is so prevalent in the community at the moment, there's situations, you know, are not great situations to put yourself in if you're trying to prevent that. So I think that's basically the general feel I'm hearing when I'm talking to girls, and I know myself as well.
Yep. It's high wedding season at the moment too. A lot of people would be getting invites, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, I know with lots of people rescheduling and those sorts of things, hasn't had been one that's come up. Our demographic of girls, I think, are not so much in the wedding category of friends getting married, so been lucky. But I think if you had an older playing group, that would be certainly something you'd have to consider and to weigh up the priority. And I think a distant friend versus a sister or a sibling is something you, yeah, yep, case by case, you'd have to consider.
Yep. You mentioned Danny Higgins a little bit earlier in terms of her game streak being ended. She found herself as an emergency last week. Did you get a sort of a feel about, I suppose, there'd be some disappointment there that, you know, she wasn't part of the best 21 to start the season?
Oh, for sure. I think anyone that's played sport, and particularly at this level, you work hard and you want to put yourself in a position where you're selected to be in the side, and that naturally comes with disappointment. And for Danielle, she's done all the work, but we've got a really competitive side and we've got a healthy list, which is exactly what you want. And I think our coaching staff have a great problem in that you've got the whole squad to choose from, and they're going to choose what they see is the best side to take on whoever our competition might be in any given round. So, yeah, natural disappointment that comes with that when you're not named in it.
Yeah. All right. Now, we've got questions. Each week we're going to open this up, bit of a forum to ask some questions. Now, Renee, I have told our big footy family that the questions will be vetted a little bit in terms of how you can answer them. So just been asked about Liv Barber and how she's going with the rehab. Now, I understand her rehab's going all right and that she could have played last week if needed. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, Liv's been in full training training well. So, she'll be up for selection, I'm sure. I haven't heard any different. And I think on the injury front, as I said, we've got a really healthy list, and Liv will put herself forward for the role if it's there. But as I said, it's a tough side to crack into.
All right. This is from Daz Broncos. That was also from Daz Broncos, who's our, you would have heard of Daz being on the K-Rock commentary team, our LA correspondent.
Yes.
He's actually on his big footy. He actually says he's Liv Barber's number one fan. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
I'll pass that on to Liv. I'll tell her to make sure she listens to the podcast.
Very good. All right. Also, what got a bigger emphasis in the off-season and pre-season training? Was it fitness or skills? I asked because having watched the game against North, it was easy to see both had lifted from last year.
Yeah, certainly. So I think, both. We had a real changeover in our staffing, and then therefore what we've been doing in our output of strength and conditioning. And we've lots of work focused on running technique and speed has been certainly something that we've been working on. And I think that's well and truly relayed into our games on the weekend. And then the footy side of things, to be consistent, and that the execution to be consistent throughout the four quarters has been something that's been a focus. And again, I think that's something that then we've seen not being content with subpar performance.
Yep. On the fitness side of things, for a lot of the girls, Anula Costa wasn't an unfamiliar face, was she? And to see her roll up to training might have actually put a smile on a few of the girls' dials to go, we know what we're getting here.
Yeah, well and truly. She's certainly a popular face in the Geelong region, and you'll see her if you go to any athletics track during the day, and then we see her pretty over at night. And no, she's wonderful at what she does, and we've been really lucky to have her come on board. And yeah, she certainly sets the standard high, and we've loved what she's brought to the club.
Cats 09, by now it'd be clear to all that COVID would likely have an impact during the season. We saw in week one key players missing due to the league's COVID protocols. How much planning or preparation is given to the prospect of players potentially being unavailable at different points of the season, and also in terms of the prospect of matches being postponed or worst case scenario being cancelled, and what options are available to the teams should their match be postponed in any particular week, additional training, intra-club match be organised rather than an extended break between games?
Yeah, great. So in terms of our preparation, look, we are going in every week and preparing for a game on the weekend. And so training schedules are made, and we will stick to those. And if you have players or things isolating, I know that every club are continuing their training programs. And if girls or staff or extended people are having sit out of those, then they do, but trainings go on. Same thing with games. Obviously, we've got the guidelines there that if a game is postponed, then obviously the AFL will communicate what is needed to be done. But basically it's just being set up, well, from my understanding at this point, if you haven't got the 16 to field the side, that's the only time we're looking for the postponement, and then information will come out. So we're not really thinking about that. We're preparing as if we're playing until we get anything else communicated.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Renee, good start. Great to have you back. Sir. We got sort of skittled last year, and we got halfway through 2020 and we got skittled there as well.
Oh, I know. It has been a funny old couple of years, hasn't it? It's really great to be back, Kingy, and I'm really excited for what this year. Obviously, we've had one game and 8-point loss, but taking a lot out of that. And I'm excited for what the rest of the season will bring for the Cats AFLW.
And all going to plan. Fingers crossed, game goes ahead and K-Rock Football Live from 6 o'clock Saturday night.
I look forward to it. I might have to listen to it on replay because I'll be down on the bench during the game. Hopefully nothing that you need to comment on too much about injuries at the Cats bench. So
put the AirPods in and hang on, I'm just listening to what Kingy and Neildy have got to say.
Yeah. Listen to what they think the injury is, but no injuries on our bench, that's for sure. We'll be fresh.
And Sarah Black from AFL.com.au, who is probably the best AFLW reporter going around, is going to join us as well for the broadcast, which should be a lot of fun.
Oh, great. She is very good at what she does. Stay up to date when I read her content, that's for sure.
Yeah. Steve Hocking hopefully joining us, the CEO. Have you had a chance to have a chat with the new chief since he's got into the chair?
Yeah, I have. He's actually attended a lot of our footy sessions and come along and stayed really connected to the girls and trying to get to know the new girls that are coming as well. So, he's doing some great work since he's joined us back at the club.
And I have asked the Bulldogs to put up Mel Hickey for us because obviously she's taken an assistant role at the Dogs. So we'd love to have her on K-Rock as well for a bit of a chat.
That would be great. I'll put in a good word with Danielle for you.
Yeah, fingers crossed that we get the opportunity to have a chat to Mel. But fingers crossed just that the game goes ahead and we get a normal, something resembling normal Saturday night, but a bit to go under the bridge. Hey, thanks for dropping by, Renee. I really appreciate you having a chat and look forward to doing this with you basically every Wednesday between now and hopefully early April. And if that's the case, that means the Cats have got on a bit of a roll and done some good things this year.
Well, and truly, whatever grand final week is, Kingy, we're going to, and that sounds good to me.
You'll be about 35 weeks pregnant at that time.
Well, I'll be pushed back in my chair a little bit, I think.
Good stuff. See you next week.
Thanks, Kingy.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisen dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KerrsHire.com.au.